天领的诗歌非常好。
Thanks, Brother Tell, that he had led us with very nice songs.
诗歌里面都是讲到我们要复兴神的工作，在这些年间呢。
And songs that help us to recognize that we need to revive the work of God.
但是用祷告、认罪悔改，重新回到神的面前。
Through prayers, confession, and repentance, that we can come back to God.
我们仍然翻到那个马太福音第六章。
Let's again turn to Matthew chapter 6.
翻到的时候，大家可以为着刚刚高弟兄所念的第六节开始到四五节。
We'll look at what we have just read from verse 6 to verse 15.
哦，大家都把圣经翻到那里，我们低头做个祷告。
We keep our Bible to that passage and let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you.
今天我们那个迎接你救赎的工作，我们能够坦然无惧的到你面前来敬拜你。
Because of the work of the redemption, we can come with confidence before you.
你是我们的大祭司，在神的右边为我们代求。
You are the high priest interceding for us on the right hand side of God.
你知道你在地上的时候，成为人子的时候，你又受过各样的试探、各样的逼迫、各样的受人欺辱，所以你懂得我们的心，向你祷告。
As you were on this earth, you have gone through all these temptation and persecution, so you know our weaknesses.
所以我们唱这首诗歌的时候，耶稣基督是我的帮助，是我的力量。
So we sing this hymn that our Lord Jesus is my helper, is my strength.
你知道我的软弱。
You know my weakness.
所以我到你面前向你祈求。
So we come before you to pray to you.
早上的时候与我们同在。
That you be in our presence in this morning.
我们把心中各种的思念都交在你手中，因为你知道我们。
We lift up all our thoughts into your hand because you know us.
求你悦纳我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayers.
祝福出口的弟兄。
Bless the one who speaks.
主让他所历练的圣经的话能够从心中借着圣灵来宣告你自己的得胜。
From the word of God that we can proclaim your word.
我们这样子祷告。靠耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 这个月我们的主题是祷告。
Our theme this month is on prayer.
上一次那个吴浩弟兄已经讲过，神国度中间的祷告。
And last Sunday, Brother Wu Hao had mentioned that the prayer of the kingdom.
这个礼拜我们是讲到祷告的操练。
And this week we're going to talk about the application of the prayer.
如果你有节目单的话，你可以看一下。
If you have this bulletin, then you can read that.
我们祷告的时候有一个原则要学习的。
As we pray, we have one principle we need to learn.
因为主耶稣在地上的时候，他自己常常祷告。
Our Lord Jesus always prays when he was on this earth.
无论是在早上、晚上。
Regardless if it's in the morning or at night.
在工作忙碌的时候。
Or when he was busy at his task.
他常常的退到山上，或者在旷野向神祷告。
He often will go to the mountain or to the wilderness to pray to God.
所以门徒看见他有这样子的能力跟行事，他就那天看到他的时候，他祷告完就说，主啊，求你教我们祷告。
So as the disciples saw our Lord Jesus how he prayed, so one day he asked the master, would you teach us how to pray?
当然当时在我的时代里面，祷告有不少的派别，里面有的是约翰的门徒，他祷告，他们祷告的是悔改的祷告。
And at that time, there are many divisions of the how to pray. Like, for example, John the Baptist, he would teach his disciples to pray for repentance.
天国近了，你们要悔改。
The kingdom is near. You are to repent.
要信耶稣。
To believe in Jesus.
他来是为主预备道路。
He came to prepare the road for the Lord.
引人到神的面前来。
To take people before God.
那法利赛的人也祷告。
The Pharisees also pray.
他们也祷告那位弥赛亚，你赶快来拯救我们。
They will pray that the Messiah will come to save them.
但是他们所看到的弥赛亚已经在地上了。
But the Messiah is already on this earth.
他不认识他。
But they did not know him.
我们看马太福音里面，主耶稣就是那位要来的王。
From the book of Matthew, we know that Jesus is the King to come.
所以他教导门徒祷告的时候，我们是从最基本，你先认识祷告的原则，以后你才有操练，以后你才有征战。我三段里面就是这样子的。
So as he teaches.He said that we must first know the principle of prayer, and then you can have practice, and then you can have the battle.
所以他说，你们祷告的时候要这样子讲。
So he said, when you pray, you ought to say this.
我们在学习啊，我们现在也是他的门徒哦。所以耶稣说，你们祷告的时候要这样说：我们在天上的父。
We are also his disciple. We are to learn also that he said, our Father in heaven.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be thy name。
我们讲到这两节的时候，我们就可以知道，我们所祷告的一个对象就是我们在天上的父神。
From this verse, we can note that our audience is the heavenly Father。
所以这是一个关系，父与子的关系。
And there's a relationship between the Father and Son。
我们知道约翰。有一次讲说，我们若是接受主耶稣基督做我们救主，父神就用他的权柄承认我们是他的儿女。
And we know that as we recognize that our Lord Jesus is the Savior, as we acknowledge that.
所以当我们祷告的时候，讲阿爸父的时候，我们是已经是一个得救的人，在我们里面的圣灵来帮助我们说阿爸父神。
So as we say Abba Father, we know that we are Christian. There is the Holy Spirit within us to lead us to call Abba Father.
神愿意我们这样子向他祷告。
God wants us to pray to him like that.
我们亲近他。
As we draw near to him,
他也亲近我们。
He will draw near to us.
我们思念他。
As we meditate on him,
他也思念我们。
And he will meditate on us.
有时候我们远离神的时候，
Sometimes we deviate away from God.
有人问你说，你还想念你的父亲吗？
Do you still think about your father?
他想念我们。
He thought of us.
如果你是爱主的人，
If we are one, you are the one who loves God.
你心中会涌出赞美的心。
It will fill with a praising heart.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为他是照着他的神性的全能。来听我们祷告。
Because he will hear our prayer according to his deity.
我们知道神是他的全能、全知，而且呢是全丰的神。
We know he is a God of omnipresent and omnipotent. That according to that, he will pray for us.
所以他那底下说，你还没有祷告的时候，他已经知道了。
So he said, before you pray, he already knew.
那我们还要干什么祷告呢？
Then why do we need to pray?
他喜欢我们像小孩像说阿爸、啊、你给我这个东西。
And he likes just like we like our children to come to us and give us this.
那是他全知的神的时候，他做的事情不会错了。
As he knows all things, he will not do anything wrong.
所以他能给你的需要。
So he will give to your need.
不是你喜欢。
And not for something you like.
另外一个他是全丰神的时候他不吝啬。
And as he is an all abundant God, that he is very generous.
你求的时候合乎他的旨意的时候，
As you ask according to his will,
他就给你。
He will give it to you.
所以底上说就先祷告有一个原则的话，第二个原则是有祷告的一个先后的次序。
So there's a principle here, there's a priority.
你先求他的国和他的义，其他的都给你了。
You seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and then all these other things will be added to you.
祷告会的时候，这个姊妹祷告说，什么叫做神的国度跟国？
And it's in our prayer meeting, and the sister asked, "What do you mean by the kingdom of God?"
必须把他的国度的权柄跟旨意摆在先。
We must put that authority of the kingdom of God first.
神的国就是神掌权的地方。
The kingdom of God is where God has authority of.
所以主耶稣来到地上的时候，他的国已经降临了。
So when our Lord Jesus came to this earth, His kingdom has come.
所以他的国度要借着他的宣告，借着他所说的福音，他自己所做的事彰显在地上。
The kingdom will be revealed as He proclaimed His gospel.
耶稣被问到说：“那你的国在哪里啊？”
So somebody asked Jesus, "Where's your kingdom?"
耶稣说：“你的国就在你，我的国就在你的心里。”
And he said, "My kingdom is in your heart."
那耶稣说：“我的国就在你们当中。”
And my kingdom is among you.
所以我们这些听的人要记得了。
So as we listen, we need to remember.
昨天我去参加一个特会的时候，人家在问说：“耶稣复活，复活在哪里啊？”
Yesterday, as I attend a special meeting, people ask, "said Jesus resurrect, where is he?"
你没有看见？
Did you see it?
那个老姐妹就说：“他活在我心里啊。”
And the old sister said that he lives within my heart.
所以我们基督徒重生得救的人，你说这句话的时候，你有个经历在里面，别人不知道，你知道他活在这里。
So as Christian, we have this experience that nobody else knows that he lives within our heart.
这是个人的。
And this is individual.
团体的话，两三个人祷告的时候，他就在我们当中。
As we pray together, two or three together, then he will be among our presence.
说这是国度在地上的时候，就在我们教会里面彰显。
And this is how the kingdom is revealed in our church.
在我们不聚会的时候，我们分散的这些人就是基督的国度的分开，在个人的里面。
Even if we're not meeting, that as we go different ways, that the kingdom is all spread out.
所以我们为国度祷告的时候，就要求神将他的国立在地上，如同立在天上。天上神已经坐宝座上掌权了。
So as we pray, we need to ask God to set His kingdom on earth as it is. He had already have authority on in heaven.
第一次主来的时候，是把天国的福音宣告大家说，天国已经来了。
On his first coming, he proclaimed that the heaven, kingdom of heaven is among us.
所以第二次来的时候，不是为着福音拯救，而是在审判。
So when he comes the second time, it's not for the gospel's sake, but for judgment.
神的国要充满在地。
The kingdom of heaven will be spread among the earth.
人的国度要被打碎。
The kingdom of man will be broken.
在大以理书里面有个大金像啊，在那里。
In the book of Daniel, there's this big idol.
巴比伦那时候是全世界最强国家。
Babylon was one of the strongest countries.
神给他一个异梦，让尼布加尼撒看见他是在人子的国度里。
God gave Nebuchadnezzar this dream that he is in this kingdom.
头是金的，那个大象。
And the head is gold.
那个胸跟这个膀臂是银的。
The breast and the arms are silver.
肚子是铜的。
And stomach is bronze.
腿跟肢子是铁跟沙子。
The legs and the feet are sand and also the iron.
他不知道这是什么意思。
We don't know what that means.
后来有一个大石头，没有人，不是用人手所造的那个磐石出来说，砰打一下，从脚打的。
And then there's this rock. It's not built by man. It's then break the leg.
整个金像倒下来，全部粉碎。
And the whole idol, the statue had was broken.
读经的人知道，这个头是巴比伦。
And some people explained that the head was Babylon.
底下是马代波斯。
And then this is
最强的国家
的是 Persian.
以后就是希腊。
And then the Greek.
以后就罗马。
And then the Rome.
罗马是东西，东罗马、西罗马两个脚全部混掉了。
The East and the West Rome, the two feet are broken.
那个大石头，基督的磐石就彰显在地上，遍满地上，神的国度已经得胜在那时候。
That great rock.
旧约里都看到。
As the King, as the Lord Jesus, then he had broken the statue.
那你的旨意是什么呢？
So what is his will?
你知道他的旨意的时候，神的旨意在创造里面有神的旨意。
We know that in his creation there is his will.
神照着他喜悦的本性， 他造这个世界宇宙。
According to what he has seen, he created this heaven and earth.
好叫我们传到人的时候，他的杰作能与他交通。
That we can have fellowship with his creation.
放在乐园里。
Put us in the paradise.
这是神的原心意思。
And this is the original will of God.
神与人同在。
God will be abiding
with him. 叫人家能敬拜他。
So that man can worship him.
享受他给我们的生活上的幸福。
Enjoy what he has given to us.
人犯罪以后堕落，被赶出去乐园了。
But after we sin and the fall of man and we are cast out.
怎么办？神就有救赎的旨意。
So what can we do? Then there is this will of redemption.
就以前耶稣基督来救赎我们。
That Jesus Christ came to save us.
与神和好。
So that we can be reconciled with God.
我们也跟别人和好。
And we can be reconciled with our other people. 所以在
神的旨意中间呢，借着耶稣基督，我们世人与神和好，这是莫大的福音。
So the will of God that we have reconciliation with God and with man.
没有和好就定罪。
If we are not reconciled, we will be judged.
你不饶恕别人的罪。
If you do not forgive other people's sin.
神也不饶恕你。
And God will not forgive you either.
所以必须在神面前，我们也知道我们只不过是个罪人。
So we must know that we only are sinners before God.
我们要认罪悔改，成为神救赎的子民。
We must acknowledge and confess our sin.
所以这里诗歌讲，神要训练一队神的子民，要成为一个军队，到最后。
So in the song it said that God will train up an army at the end.
耶稣基督自己要做那个元帅。
And our Lord Jesus will be the general.
复活的主,
the Lord of resurrection.
要战胜这世界各国的人的国度,
will overcome all the kingdoms on this earth.
所以要在地上的时候, 那时候是说, 地上的国度要成为人子耶稣基督的国度。
And then the kingdom on this earth will become the kingdom of Son of Man.
他要掌权,
that he will have sovereignty over them.
一千年以后到永世里面。
After 1,000 years into eternity,
在永远的国度就彰显。
To become that eternal kingdom.
所以这些东西，如果我们知道了神的心意有这么重，给我们来知道的时候，我们就有一个祷告，神说：“愿你的国降临。”
If we know the heart of God is so important, then we will pray, "May your kingdom come."
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
因为天上的宝座上面已经把魔鬼赶下来了。
Because in heaven, on the throne, the Satan will have no dominion.
那父子圣灵的祷告计划里面已经成全。
In the prayer of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, it has been accomplished.
撒旦到地上来的时候，我们这时候要祷告了。
And the Satan also on earth.
地上的国度要把它交出来。
To take up the kingdom of earth.
我们穿上全副的军装。
To put on the whole armor of God.
所以要跟这些属灵征战啊，这
，and that will be the spiritual battle.
要把国得回来。
To bring back the kingdom.
这是这一段里面神的第一段里面这么重要的事情，我们要为他祷告的。
And that's so important. The first thing.
先求他的国和他的义，其他的就给你们。
So ask for his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added
to you. 义就是神的公义在地上掌权通行。
That righteousness is so that his righteousness can be worked throughout the earth.
以后就说你们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
They don't say that our daily bread give us our day and daily bread.
这些为什么？
Why is that?
所以我们是为着上面的国度旨意来活着。
We are living for the will of the heaven.
饮食，我们身体不重于饮食吗？耶稣教导。
The food is our food not important as our Lord teaches.
我们的生命更出于我们的衣裳各方面。
Our life is more important than just food.
不要围着这些吃喝什么东西你忧愁。
Don't be worried about what we should eat and what should we drink.
天空的飞鸟。
The birds in the heaven.
地上的花草。
The flowers on the field.
神都看过它。
God will take care of you.
所以我们今天说保罗说你不要为你要为着不论是吃喝行你都要以这些事来荣耀神。
So Paul said, whatever you do, you eat, you drink, is for the glory of God.
上面的事。
To meditate on things up above.
以致我们能够过简单的生活。
So we can live a simple life.
我要承认我自己的负担，这个贪吃喝很讲究，有时候。
I have to acknowledge that I am very picky about what I eat.
我太太知道。
My wife knows.
占便宜。
I like to take advantage of.
去救火汤啊，什么东西去找很多，我喜欢。
So I would go and seek for many things I like.
为什么？
Why?
里面老我还没有改变。
Because the old self has not been changed yet.
求主帮助。
May God help me.
要把这习惯改掉。
To change this habit.
把多的时间来读经祷告。
To put more time to pray and to read the Bible.
我们现在讲到说这个东西奉主名的时候，所以你看下来有秩序的。到了这个以后呢，你把它算一算，它祷告文里面只有八句话，要简单。
You can see that there's a priority here. There's only about eight sentences in this prayer.
所以耶稣说，你不要啰啰嗦嗦，像外邦人一样。
It's very brief, and Jesus said, "Do not be like the pagan with many words."
你祷告的时候，直接向主要说什么事就说什么。
Just speak directly to the Lord what you need.
我们就知道这个简单里面的话，我们就有一个很好的一个深入的一点，就是你要。到哪里去祷？到物质里面去。
And in this brief prayer, simple prayer, that where should we be? We should be in the closet.
所以我们在操练祷告的时候，你必须要有你自己一个祷告的地方，去神灵教的地方。
So as we practice our prayer, we must have a place where we can pray to God.
上一次陈先生讲，那时候有一个教授嘛，不是吗？他祷告的地方就是书房。
And we heard the preacher said that he liked to pray in his life in his.
每次宣告神的信息的时候，就到里面去。
Every time he proclaimed the word, and he would go there.
读经祷告。
To read and to pray.
学生以前不知道，偷偷的躲到里面去看看他的能力从哪里，就像那个门徒看耶稣能力那么大，从哪里来。
His student did not know and wanted to find out where his power coming from, just like the disciple wanted to find out from Jesus.
教授已经来跪下去说，主啊，我们今天有约会了。
And they see that he will be kneeling down and praying.
Do you have this?
你有没有这个？
我们要养成一个习惯。
We have this, we need to have this habit.
到底下祷告操练的时候，要从最简单的话语开始。
As we practice the prayer, we need to start with very simple words.
所以我们求的时候要奉主的名求。
As we pray, we will ask in the name of God.
奉主名求的时候，是因为主已经做成了这件事情，救赎的工作完了。
To ask in the name of the Lord is that God has already accomplished this.
因为天下人间没有赐下别的名可以借着他来拯救。
There's no other name given in heaven or earth that we can be called upon for salvation.
他挂在木架上的时候说成了的时候就已经救赎了。
As we were hung on the cross, he said it is finished and that is accomplished.
开了一条又新又活的道路。
To open up a new and living way.
从他的身体经过。
Through his body.
这经过的时候店里的幔子裂开了。
And as it goes through his body, the veil is split up.
所以我们祷告的时候今天不在耶路撒冷到店里祷告。
So as we pray, we don't go to the temple of Jerusalem.
我奉主的名的时候，就像殿里祷告，就是我自己的身体。
And I ask in the name of the Lord as I pray for my as with myself, it's like the body.
这是个秘诀。
That's the secret.
在我们的身体里面，请问你，耶稣来的时候到圣殿里去，他接近圣殿里说什么话？
So as the Lord went into temple to cleanse the temple, what did he say?
这是神叫万国祷告的殿。
And this is the temple for people to pray on.
我的心要干净。
My heart must be clean.
以致我们与神能够有交通。
So that we can have fellowship with God.
迎着他所做成功的话，我能够把这个话带到神的面前。
Because what he has said, I can bring his words to him.
到神面前的时候，借着他坐在父神的右边替我祷告。
When I come before him, through the seated on the right hand side of God, I can pray.
我讲到这里，我准备讲到很久很久以后，我就发现有一个祷告的秘诀，不是我们个人可以说操练了就得了。
As I was studying, I find a secret. It's not an individual thing that we can practice and we can get it.
我们有三个东西在这里，是父子圣灵，他替我们来做。
There are three that the.Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are doing.
我坐在这里的时候
，As I sit here,
我不知道怎么祷告的时候
，As I don't know how to pray,
圣灵就说不出的叹息替我祷告。
The Holy Spirit will intercede for us.
就借着 主耶稣在圣经，我们祷告的时候有圣经的话语来向神祷告，知道他旨意。
Sometimes we use the word of our Lord Jesus to pray to our God.
叫我想起他的话。
So that I can remember His words.
这位子在父神面前，他我代求的时候。
As the Son of God, interceding for me.
他知道我是怎么样。
He knows how I am.
知道我的苦情。
He knows my difficulty.
他就父就在这里听见我们祷告。
And then the Father heard His prayer.
他愿意来接受我们的祷告。
He is willing to receive our prayers.
所以我们有时候说，哦，我们祷告为什么他不听呢？底下有个祷告拦阻了。
Sometimes we said that how come God did not listen to my prayers? How come there are hindrance?
第一个祷告里面要饶恕别人呢。
The first thing we must forgive other people.
罪有时候阻挡了我们。
Sometimes the sin will stop us.
你没有办法到神面前有罪。刚刚第一首唱歌的，我很感谢神，他把这个话题的，你有罪的时候，神的祷告不听的。
As the first hymn has said that we cannot come to God with our sins.
所以我们在神面前的时候，第一个就是神啊，借着你的怜悯慈爱赦免我的罪。
So we must first come to God according to your mercy and compassion, forgive my sin.
耶稣举例的时候，那个罪人在神面前祷告了，神让你可怜，开恩我这个罪人。
As the sinner who was praying that have mercy on me, I'm a sinner.
比这一个税吏更好。
And
Republican.
It's the other way, right? It's better than the publican.
Yes. 神看重我们的心，他知道的。
So God see our hearts.
第二个，可能祷告的时候，我们强求自己的意思。
So as we pray according to our own will.
我刚刚来的时候，我第一个要求神给我居留证。
And when I first came here, I want to have a permit here.
我祷告的时候是很诚心的。
And I pray with earnestly.
神也听我祷告。
And God hear my prayer.
但是要等三个月才能拿到。
He said, "You wait for 3 months, then you'll get it."
神的怜悯。
With the mercy of God.
借着血缘的关系。
And through the blood relationship.
姐姐替我申请，我得到了，我感谢神。
So my sister applied for me and I got this resident permit.
第三个我们祷告说拦阻，可能我们没有信心跟耐心。
And the third is because we don't have that patience to pray.
你不相信神有这个能力。
We don't believe that God has
this power. 如果你不相信神有能力，我前面第一点就提到他是万能的。
If you don't have that trust that God has the power, as I said earlier,
他可以做到的。
He's almighty. He can do it.
为这孩子结婚以后我们祷告很久啊。
And we want to have children, so we pray for a long time.
也许我如果没有耐心，可能一年祷告就不要了。
Maybe I don't have that patience, and after 1 year, I don't say, "Oh, I give up."
我说神啊，你既然给了我们权柄，说你要遍满地上，生养众多，这是你的应许啊。
So I ask God, since you said that we should be fruitful and multiply, this is your promise.
我们愿意你给我们你的产业。
We want.That you will give us this inheritance.
这是你的应许。
And this is your promise.
两年、三年、四年、五年、六年半，我们得到了。
Two years, three years, five years, six and a half years, then finally we have.
祷告的时候不是静等啊。
And it's not just praying there.
我们要行动。
We have action.
我们做的时候就知道他能不能给我。
And we know that if he can do it.
这里要讲神都听祷告了。
And he is saying that God listened to our prayer.
他没有给你，他也听见了，是不能这个时候给你啊。
Even though if he hadn't given to you, he had heard it.
他在最适合的时候给你。
He only gave you at the right time.
哇，你得到的时候会跳起来。
And when you receive it, you will jump.
那时候你就要感谢、感恩的祷告就出来了。
Then you will pray with joy and you and thanksgiving.
底下我们就说，我们有了这些的过程的时候，我们就说主啊，求你帮助我们来。向你祷告有能力，这个底下就第二点说，主耶稣就是我们的榜样。
As we see that we will come to God and pray that you will give us the power to pray with power.
我想新约里面最会祷告一个人就是保罗。
In the New Testament, the one who knows how to pray is Paul.
但是保罗不敢说你要像我这样子祷告，他要说你要像我像基督一样的祷告。
Paul dare not to say that you are to pray like me, but to pray like I pray like Jesus.
要以基督的心为心。
To have the heart of Christ.
你要认识基督以后。
After you know Christ.
与神的关系密切的时候。
When you have intimate relationship with Christ.
你能够知道神的心意，你祷告。
Then you will know the will of God and you can pray.
所以主这里祷告的时候，我就选择几样让我们做榜样的。
So as we pray, we can see a few examples from our Lord.
前面我提过，就是在从第一节，我们要知道他以父的事为念。
And first we must know that he will consider the things of the Father as in his mind.
从小跟父母上耶路撒冷的时候，那时候的制度是最坏的。
And as he went to Jerusalem with his parents, and that's
very bad. 每年要走路从加利利到耶路撒冷很远啊，走三天的路了。
And that's a very bad tradition because he had to go 3 days to Jerusalem.
今天我们到教会来，十分钟车程，半个小时可能最远了，四十分钟更远了，我们就可以进来聚会了。
Today we come to church maybe 10 minutes, at most maybe 45 minutes.
主耶稣上去了就是学习祷告跟追求圣经。
And he went to Jerusalem, our Lord went to Jerusalem so that he can study the Bible.
所以他跟那些祭司先知们在里面的时候是有讨论呢、啊。问一句他答一句，哇，他们惊奇他这种的圣经知识就从这里来，哪里来有这么样的一个问题问了这么多。
So he was discussing with the priest. They were amazed about the question that he asked.
所以我们从这里一个看见，就说他小的时候都已经受了训练了。
So we can see that even when he was young he was trained.
我们来训练的时候，就各位我们就把小孩从小把他带到神面前来。
We also need to train our children to bring them to church when they were little.
我是基督化家庭长大了。
I grew up in a Christian home.
但是没有好好的训练，我们没有这样子祷告操练。
But I was not trained. We didn't pray that much.
所以我希望每一家，我们现在开始，我们就开始现在有小孩了，就从小就告诉他，耶稣爱你，我们要在神面前祷告。
So I hope that we can all train our children. From there, when they're little, that Jesus loves you and train them how to pray.
我想那个真灵秀芬到这里来的时候，就是教导我们这一方面的事。林真秀芬还是啊？林真秀芬。
I think that this sister who came as she talked to us is training the same thing.
教他一个男的，一个女的，从小爱主。
That is.Her two children, a boy and a girl, that to love God when they were little.
教他知道奉献。
Teach him to give.
奉献的时候，你给他说，你这么多钱，你一定要奉献给神。
And to give them, so that as you have this money, you have to offer that to God also.
教他要唱诗。
To teach him to sing.
祷告。
To pray.
赞美神。
To praise God.
这个的操练的时候，现在我就看见了，我们教会有这样子操练。
Now I see our church have this kind of training too.
以后你长大的时候，
so as you grow up,
他们不会紧张，
they will not be nervous.
不知道怎么祷告，
not knowing how to pray.
我刚刚以后我比较热心服侍神的时候到台湾去啊，
when I was more devoted, I went to Taiwan.
我们祷告不敢，
I dare not to pray.
第一个我们马来亚的口音很重啊。
Because I have very strong Malaysian
accent. 当地说你下个礼拜的领会的时候，请你祷告。
So he said, Brother Zhang, would you pray in the next week's meeting?
写很多。
So I wrote down many things.
到了台上祷告，低下来。
So as I stand up at the podium and bow my head,
心中紧张。
Get become very nervous.
不知道怎么祷告。
Don't know how to pray.
特别我们在聚会的时候，我们做接触祷告的，我们请某某弟兄站起来示范祷告。
And sometimes we'll ask brothers to come, stand up and give grace for the food.
我们没有这个操练的时候很难。
And with these, don't have that kind of training, it's hard.
有没有请你替我祷告？
有没有 would you pray for me?
我们就要需要操练的祷告上面是一个职分。
We need to train ourselves to pray. That's a function.
我就觉得说祷告操练的时候就是从神的话语来。
And I pray as should be from the Word of God.
常看经句修灵命，细读圣经得道行啊。
Should read the scriptures so that our spiritual life will grow, and also study the word so that we can act on it.
现在你知道祷告，他说不知道。好，有一个见证很真实的。
We don't know how to pray, but there's the testimony. It's very real.
也是一个长者跟我讲的。
an elderly brother told me about.
刚刚成立教会的时候。
We first, they,
最好的我告诉你啊，那时候每个人都学习祷告、读经、唱诗、赞美神。
Everybody was learning how to pray, to sing, and praise God.
这位先生的知识不高。
And this person, this brother does not have very high education.
简单说，他就是用每一天呢、啊，每一个主日的经句把它背起来。
And every week he will memorize that verse for the week.
而且特别聚会祷告有什么经文都把它记起来。
And a special prayer needed, he will record down all the verses.
通常操练的时候就是这句话，就是经句背来背来背去。耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他就这样。
And he would just memorize these verses and then pray with this verse. The Lord is my shepherd.
话语中间的祷告里面，就是从诗篇里面出来，箴言里面出来。这个传道书里面出来，这里面的话就是等于说我们在灵里面有神的话进去，神的话出来。你到了两年以后，他累积了这么多话语的时候，他成为一个祷告、祷告赞美神的人。
As he pray, he would pray from Psalm, from Proverbs, from Ecclesiastes, and then over 2 years, and he had memorized so many verses. He had very good prayer.
他是在以后的事情，某某老弟兄，请你祷告。
And later on, people ask, "Elderly brother, would you pray for us?"
慢慢的就成为教会的一个执事的里面。
And then he become a deacon for the church.
祷告的长子。
The deacons for the prayer.
感谢主。
Praise God.
你用神的话来祷告，人家听了以后就有个信息出来。
If you use the word of God to pray, that people will hear that message.
不是我在这里制作雕刻什么东西。
Not like as if I am composing something.
语言高言大志。
To use strong big words.
好，我想仔细的讲的太多了。
I think I go too much into detail.
第二个就是在试探的时候，求主不要叫我们进入试探。
The second is ask God to lead us not into temptation.
非常重要的祷告文的里面。
It's very important that Lord's prayer.
为他国度征战里面。
In the battle for the kingdom.
如果你没有主先为我们祷告，我们会跌倒的。
If we have not had the Lord pray for us first, we will fall.
我看到一边报告的时候，就在那边说第二点，就是说那个人我们祷告我们失败的基督徒人生，第二个就是什么呢？就是说我能站得住。
And one of the failures that we Christians have is that I can stand firm.
彼得说我能站得住的时候，
And when Peter said I can stand firm,
他就跌倒了。
He fell.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
当主为我们祷告的时候，
As our Lord pray for us,
我们回头像彼得一样，
As we look back like Peter,
我们要兼顾我们的弟兄跟姊妹。
We should encourage our brothers and sisters.
为什么？
Why?
我们在教会里面必须要彼此的带到。
We must pray for one another.
我一位弟兄说，很多过去我失败了，在这里实在是神的怜悯。
And brother said that I have so much failures, but it's only by the mercy of God.
我认罪。
I confess my sin.
求主给我机会。
May God give me the opportunity.
饶恕自己。
To forgive myself.
也饶恕别人。
To forgive others also.
让里面喜乐的灵。
So that the spirit of joy.
跟平安。
And peace
在我里面
can be within me,
重新站立起来
to stand up again.
我们感谢神
We thank God.
主耶稣受过的试探之大，就是我们可以做的榜样。
Our Lord has gone through this big temptation to be our examples.
被圣灵引导到旷野去祷告完的时候，撒旦就试探他。
The Spirit led him to the wilderness to pray, and then the temptation came.
这三个就是我们人跟主耶稣所受试探没有一样，在伊甸园里面也是这样。
And it's not any different than the temptation we have, just like the, in the Garden of Eden.
第一个就是食物问题。
First is the food.
生活，肚子。
Our living, our stomach.
你是神的儿子，你可以把石头变作这个吃的东西，馒头你吃。
If the Son of God, you can turn the stone into a bread, like a dumpling.
主耶稣，我们活着不是靠着这些食物，乃是靠着神所说的每一句话。
But our Lord said, "We don't live by the bread alone, but by the word of God."
领到最高的山界上面，给他全世界给他看。
To lead him to the highest mountain to see the whole world.
也许那时候看到耶路撒冷这个城界，在灵界里面，他就说这是我的。
And he can see Jerusalem and all those things in the spirit. He can see that's all his.
如果你拜我一下，我就给你。
He said, if you worship me, then I'll give them to you.
这是荣华富贵这个权柄。 是我们这世界现在就在撒旦的这个躺卧之下给他治理，因为我们出卖了自己了。All
this glory of this kingdom, it belongs to the dominion of Satan.
我们就觉得说，我们应当拜神，不是拜他。But
we felt we should worship God and not him.
第三个说法是说，如果你从殿上跳下来。And
the third one, if you jump from the temple.
那个天使会把你抱住。
The angels will hold you.
你脚都不会踏到地上的。
Your feet will not touch the ground.
但是你去查经的时候，魔鬼也很聪明啊，他就是歪曲一点点。
If you study the scripture, the Satan is very smart and he twists the words a little bit.
脚就是走路的时候踩到外面去。
And the feet is to step on the outside.
我们就说，经都是用经上记就说。
And he will use the word is according to.
不可试探你的神。
And as Satan tempts you,
如果我们有神的话，这么多在我里边，这次就是一个子弹啊，箭袋，可以射这个撒旦，堵住他的嘴。
If we have all these words of God, it will be like our ammunition to shoot at Satan.
到最后的时候，因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的。
And finally, because the kingdom, the glory, it's all belong to you.
因为这些是从开始祷告。 是神的东西，最后祷告要把这个东西归回给神，是一个圆圈。
Because that's how we started to pray, and at the end we will give all those back to God.
主耶稣最大的祷告是在克西玛尼跟十字架上面。The
greatest prayer that our Lord Jesus had is in the Gethsemane.
他在那里克西玛尼恩祷告的时候，我们就觉得说，哎呦，弟兄就讲说，你看耶稣祷告多迫切，他都祷告到血跟汗呐流出来了。
You can see the earnestly how our Lord Jesus would pray, the sweat and the blood all mixed together.
三次的祷告就是说，如果这个可行，求你把这个杯拿去，但是不是照我的意思，乃是照神的意思。Three
times he had prayed, if it's according to, if it's okay, take this cup away, but only according to your will, but not my own.
三次都是这样。Three
times it's like that.
他到极点的时候是活在神的旨意底下。
That in the end, he still lived according to the will of God.
弟兄讲在这里正道的时候讲过七层次的主的谦卑。
And we have heard the message that it was seven steps of humility.
神的儿子从荣耀的宝座上向着这样人，以后变成仆人，以后变成罪人，以后变成死人。
From Son of God and come down to become human beings, become servant, become a sinner. At the end, he died on the cross.
他就是在我们的众人面前说，我们要学习他的顺服、谦卑，以致他能够得到荣耀，到至高之上，把那个名超乎万民的名给我们。He
wants us to learn that to be humble like him, to submit like him, and at the end he will get the glory.
我们有没有这样子的谦卑呢？
Do we have that humbleness?
如果有，我们在教会里面事情很多，我们都能够做得很平的。
If we do, many things will be solved easily in the church.
有时候我们不愿意服你的意见。
Sometimes we are not willing to submit to your opinion.
我也不愿意同意你的看法。
I don't want to agree to your perspective.
以基督心为心的时候，
As we consider the heart of Christ as our heart,
我们能够活在神面前。
Then we can live before God.
看别人比自己强。
To see others stronger than me.
我们就照神的旨意来运行。
And then to work
according to the will of God.
And then the cross will be even higher.
第一个的祷告是父啊，赦免他们。
The first prayer, Lord, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Because they do not know what they're doing.
这是饶恕里面就讲饶恕别人。
And this is about forgiveness.
而且是在最痛苦的时候。
Forgiving at the most painful time.
恨不得你要把仇敌打下来的时候。
At the time you want to just bring down your enemy.
饶恕他。
Forgive them.
Sometimes
we cannot do that.
这就是一个榜样给我们。
That's an example for us.
保罗说，不是已经做到了。
Paul said, I have, I have accomplished and I'm perfect.
我要完全的追求,
but I will pursue God.
像基督活在我心里的样子一样,
as Christ has lived within me.
这个时间的关系, 我就不多讲了, 底下一个就是, 到这样子的时候, 我们有个个人在神面前的操练, 到这个程度的时候, 我们还有个更大的祷告的层面是, 教会的祷告, 第三节, 这个教会的祷告盼望呢?
Okay, for time's sake, and I'm going to go on to the third point. There's a greatest thing that will build up is the corporate prayer of the church.
我们就是要借着神给我们的使命，在教会里建立他的教会。
Through the commission that God has given us, that will build up this church.
他在马太福音16章的时候跟彼得说，我要把教会建立在这个磐石上面。
In Matthew 16, he told Peter, I will build a church upon this rock.
阴间的权势不能胜过它,
the power of Hades cannot overcome it.
我把天国的钥匙给你,
I'll give you the key to the kingdom of
你开,
heaven. If you open,
就不能关,
it will not be closed.
这都是说要为教会在地上的国度旨意来行的。
And this is for the church that was in this earth.
耶稣复活以后, 彼得就把这个福音的钥匙一开,
and after Jesus resurrected, Peter opened up with this key, the gospel.
第一次有3000人和5000人信了。
The first time is 3,000 or 5,000 believe.
我们求神帮助。
We ask God for the help.
每一个人都有个福音的这个钥匙。
Everyone has this key of the gospel.
以后在建造的教会里面是神的心意在教会彰显。
That is the will of God that his heart will be revealed at church.
十字架的福音,
the gospel of the cross,
带进了我们教会,
to bring it to our church.
教会在地上呢, 是彰显国度的荣耀,
and the church on this earth is to be for the purpose of revealing the
glory of God, 迎接那个国度,
to welcome the kingdom.
国度的君王要下来,
the king of the kingdom to come.
所以有君王,
so that's the king.
我们有子民, 我们这些子民,
and that's the citizen, that's us.
我们有地上的国度,
and then there's a kingdom on this
看不见吗?
Earth. Can you not see it?
我们报告说在国内已经有1000万的信徒,
and we heard that there's 10 million Christians in China.
1000万多少?
100 million.
这些是在地下里面，我们看到里面说到的这些是暗藏在地下的宝物。 有一天他们要运往耶路撒冷来盖这座新的耶路撒冷城的材料。
These are the precious things that store up on this earth. One day they will be taken to build this new Jerusalem.
我们那时候要等候，我就敢讲主再来了。
And we will wait and we can say that the Lord is coming.
新耶路撒冷要降临。
The new Jerusalem will come.
我们都是材料，这些现在建造教会的新耶路撒冷的材料。
We are the materials to build this new Jerusalem.
所以约翰就祷告说, 主啊, 我愿你快来。
So John prayed, he said, the Lord, may you come soon.
愿主的话来激励我们。
May the word of God encourage us.
我们需要为教会的复兴祷告。
We need to pray for the revival of the church.
我自己想到那天祷告会的时候, 我们有很多的小孩啊, 这里现在, 我听说有50个以上的。
And in the prayer meeting, I heard that we have many children. I heard that there may be 50 of them.
我们需要主日学的教室。
We need the classroom for the Sunday school.
我们的 主日学班现在人数的话, 好像减少了。
It seems like our attendance and our the adults our Sunday school had reduced.
我们要积极操练。
We need to continue to train.
在神的话语上面操练。
To train in the Word of God.
我们能够用神的话语抵挡我们那些吼叫的狮子。
And to use the word of God to resist the roaring lion.
我把国度的信息传出去,
to bring the gospel of the kingdom.
要把国度的真理显明在地上,
to bring the truth of the kingdom.
你出去看看那个广告上面写的,
if you see that advertising out there,
就是国度的复兴的祷告,
the prayer for the revival of the kingdom.
教会的复兴祷告,
to pray for the revival of the church.
我们围着这些, 我们也为着我们现在这个小小教会祷告。
Not only for that, it also for this little church that we have here.
我们有很丰富的神的这个预备。
God has given us a lot of things.
我们要起来。
We need to stand up.
建立。
这个教会 this church,
让我们的荣耀权柄都归给他
may the glory and the power belong to him
我们低头祷告
let's bow our head and pray Heavenly Father,
我们再一次把你自己的话向你祷告。
Once again, we use your words to pray to you.
我们在天上的父，愿大家一起来。我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们免我们的债如同我们免了人的债不叫我们遇见试探救我们脱离凶恶因为国度权柄荣耀全是你的直到永远阿们我们好不好唱诗歌十六首我们在敬拜中间我们必须用我们的灵歌我们的颂词我们的典章我们这些神的话来赞美他我们站起来唱的时候让我们的喜乐我们是应该在神的教会里面有他的权柄有他的荣耀
So we worship him with not just prayer but hymns May we stand and have a joyful heart to sing
十六首
Hymn 16